President Trump spoke yesterday in the wake of the mass shootings in America at the weekend. He condemned white supremacists and racists while being accused by his political opponents and others of being just that himself. With the latest on America's reaction, LBC's Simon Marks reporting live from Washington.
Eddie, Mike DeWine is the Republican governor of Ohio, and last night in the city of Dayton, still pockmarked with bullet holes following the weekend's mass shooting, he found himself dealing with quite a scene when he attempted to address a vigil. Do something, shouted agonized members of the crowd, infuriated by a weekend of violence in their state and in Texas that left 31 people dead and scores injured. And so this morning, Governor DeWine announced that he will do something, promising tougher background checks and a so-called red flag law aimed at seizing guns out of the hands of the mentally ill.
Some chanted, do something. And they were absolutely right. We must do something. We can do meaningful things to protect lives.
And so Governor DeWine has already gone further than his own president. 24 hours on from Donald Trump's detail-free speech about the shooting rampages, if anything, the rhetoric on both sides is only intensifying. Former President Barack Obama stirred yesterday, briefly abandoning his perhaps too firmly held policy of never getting under his successor's feet. In a careful statement that avoided using the word Trump, the former president, who failed to deliver meaningful gun control during his 8 years in power, urged Americans to continue demanding it and to resist racist language coming out of the mouths of any of our leaders. President Trump briefly groused about his predecessor's intervention in an early morning tweet. He is, of course, on the receiving end of no shortage of advice, and some of it came last night from his favorite TV host and regular behind-the-scenes influencer, Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel.
I'd like to see the perimeter of every school in America surrounded, secured by retired police, retired Secret Service, military, and I want guys to donate 15 hours. I think we could cover every school, every hour, every day, add a metal detector, and I think we're going to have safer schools. Have one armed guard on every floor of every school, all over every mall, the perimeter, and inside every hall of every mall. That gives us an instant response opportunity that we normally wouldn't have.
Those kind of utterly predictable responses from President Trump's supporters and sycophantic enablers have been on widespread display since Saturday. The argument that if only there were more guns in America, there would be fewer instances of mass gun violence. The claim that it's all the fault of video games or the media or can simply be blamed on mental health. What was it President Trump said yesterday?
Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger. Not the gun.
Ah, yes, but there are signs that a growing number of Republicans are no longer standing for that kind of nonsense. Scratch beneath the surface of the party of Abraham Lincoln, and you can find a substantial number of Republicans horrified by what Donald Trump is doing.
If you're looking to Trump to bring this country together, ain't gonna happen.
Joe Walsh is a former Republican congressman, now host of a daily radio show. He's a right-winger, doesn't believe government can solve all the nation's problems, doesn't support gay marriage or action on climate change, does think abortion should be illegal. But he also thinks Donald Trump is leading the Republican Party down a blind alley.
We saw hate on the right in El Paso. And all of my Republican and conservative brothers and sisters got to admit that. This was white supremacist hate. And it is burgeoning in this country under this president.
Some of his callers are that rarest of breeds, Republicans who favor gun control and don't think military-grade automatic weapons, capable of firing hundreds of rounds a minute, are what America's founders had in mind when they wrote the Second Amendment to the Constitution, allowing people to bear arms.
We have to stop accepting that as an answer from people who own tools of mass killing. You should be stigmatized if you own that stuff.
In fact, it's those Republicans speaking out against President Trump that are at risk of being stigmatized, not just via the president's unfettered use of his Twitter account, but through the power he's amassed within a Republican Party that has largely tolerated his excesses. But it is easy to forget there are Republicans out there every day putting their heads above the parapet.
Donald Trump is a raging racist, okay?
The former Republican governor of Massachusetts, William Weld, is even challenging Donald Trump for the party's presidential nomination.
Unless the Republican Party expressly rejects the racism of Donald Trump, they're going to come to be universally viewed as the party of racism in America.
Some Republicans in Congress are voting with their feet. 11 have announced they will retire from the House of Representatives next year rather than endure what they know will be a brutal battle for re-election. They include the only black Republican sitting in the House, himself a vocal critic of the president. Some former Trump insiders like Anthony Scaramucci, briefly the president's director of communications, say the White House should not assume that tolerance of the president's antics is limitless.
He's going in a direction where there's a very large group of people that actually want to support him, that are actually begging him to give us reasons to support you. He's going in a direction where I guess he doesn't want that support, or he wants people to have this twisted like a pretzel loyalty test with him, where he's going to do things that are not making any sense. But I want you to go out there and sort of defend it, okay? And so I think there's a large group of people that are going to stop doing that.
He spoke on CNN. Now, to be clear, the president can still count on apparently limitless loyalty from the vast majority of Republicans on Capitol Hill, in state governments across the country, and in the all-important Republican National Committee, which will chart his re-election campaign next year. But when this is all over, and one day it will be, sentient Republicans know they'll have a massive repair job to do. And Eddie, some of them are trying to get out in front of a train that they fear will otherwise flatten them.
Simon Marks reporting.